for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we do everything we can every Saturday morning to continue earning the title of every Arizona homeowner's best friend. You're in my house right now. We've invited special guest in here, Sal Saccato, the Saccato family name in the construction industry here in the Valley of the Sun. And I don't know, does the family go much out of Maricopa County? I can think of four construction companies owned by the Saccato family, not counting yours?
Outside of Arizona?
No, right in Arizona.
Oh, there's quite a bit, yeah. Too many to list, that's for
sure.
There are.
So a long-standing family tradition of being in the trades right here, helping build and grow the great state of Arizona.
Absolutely.
You've been here for how long?
38 years. I'm a native.
Where'd you go to high school?
Paradise Valley.
Okay. So you had to graduate when, late 80s, early 90s? Huh? At 38?
Yeah.
I'm 60. I graduated Chaparral at 74.
Yeah. So, I'm an 80s baby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. So you, as a part of the family that own various construction companies throughout the valley, have done right, window and door. And now tell us a story on that. How'd you get into that?
Well, at heart, I was a mason. So I've built quite a few commercial masonry buildings working for my father. From there, we went to the residential custom homes. So we would build a lot of the block homes. And from there, I started installing all the windows and doors. Really loved it. Long story short, no more mason, just do windows and doors. Love it.
Okay, so your company specializes in commercial?
Just residential.
You just do residential.
Just residential.
You started as a commercial installation.
Well, started as a commercial as a mason.
Got it.
And that's where we started.
Okay.
But this is where we're at now. It's just residential window and door replacement, and that's what we specialize in.
All right. And you do a lot of new installation, or is it all remo?
For the most part, it's all replacement. Very, very little is new.
Okay. So how, you know, being a mason, buttering the joints and stacking the block and tying the rebar and grouting the cells, going from doing that to installing the windows, you got a good perception and a good feeling for what plumb is. Right?
Yes, very true. However, in this industry that we're at now, we do a lot of splitting the differences. We come in after the house has settled, after the stucco guy, after the drywall guy. If we come in and put a very true and square window in that opening, chances are it'll look weird. So we actually make it operate perfect, make it square in the opening, but yet we're splitting a lot of differences to where we're tricking the eye, utilizing all the corners and everything else to where it looks like it's perfect in there, it operates perfect, but yet we don't have a level on it.
In the window opening that's not perfectly square, I'm trying to paint this in the listener's mind's eye. If we put that in perfectly square, your drywall reveals around the circumference of the window, around the perimeter of the window, are going to all be uneven.
Absolutely. That's
where you're starting to split the difference as well. If we leave it perfectly plumb, you're going to see a 3/8 reveal down in this corner and a 5/8 reveal. We can't have that.
Can't have it.
So you're shimming?
Absolutely.
And when once you've shimmed it to where your eye is happy with the final look, how are we anchoring? Let's not talk about masonry home, because probably the majority of your work now is all wood frame, right?
Maybe 60 to 70% is a wood frame.
Yeah, piece. Okay. So we've removed the existing window, which probably was a single or dual pane.
Single pane aluminum frame for the most part is what we're pulling out.
Same garbage we were putting in houses all through the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s that have to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're putting in what now? What do you like?
As far as materials,
yeah,
I enjoy fiberglass. I enjoy a Fibrex product or an aluminum clad. Those are the three materials that I would prefer to have installed.
I don't think people realize how much heat the aluminum frame of their window brings inside the house.
Oh, it's tremendous.
It's a virtual radiator.
Absolutely.
And we've put thermal guns on those frames inside, west-facing, August afternoon, where those frames inside the house are over 100 degrees.
Oh, well over.
Yeah.
I've tested them at 140.
140.
On the black window frames, the black aluminums or anodized bronze, those definitely get hot on the inside.
And we're trying to air condition the inside of the house with these little heat strips surrounding every piece of glass we've got in the whole house.
Yep. That's what happens.
Well, there's been a lot of technology in improvement in the glass as well. But I want to stay on frames here just for a little while because you touched on a particular product that I'm a big fan of, and that's the fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely enjoy the fiberglass. There's a lot of pros to it. One of them is the different color choices that you get mixed with the strength and the energy efficiency. So you have quite a few different pros with that compared to other materials.
It's thermally stable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not constantly moving in the hot and the cold and the different the relative humidity.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being exposed to any of that. So it stays where you put it. It doesn't move. It doesn't grow and swell. I especially love its resistance to UV.
Yes. Yeah, the fiberglass does very well.
Yeah, as opposed to?
You want me to say vinyl, don't you?
Well, I won't, you know, I get beat up a lot by the vinyl guys because they feel like, Rosie, your impression of vinyl windows is dated and we've got new variations of vinyl. And I always tell them, okay, well, when these new variations of vinyls have 10 years of sun on them, then I'll change my opinion.
There's definitely been a lot of changes over different materials over different years, that's for sure. The vinyl window is a good bang for your buck.
It is.
If you can't have a budget to support a fiberglass or a Fibrex or an aluminum clad window, that's for sure. I mean, I would rather see somebody with a vinyl window than a single pane aluminum window and throwing all the money out the window.
You are virtually throwing it out the window. So let's stay on fiberglass just a little bit. How many different colors is it available in?
Off the top of my head, I want to say four or five different colors with different interior exterior variations. You can do a two-tone as well.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can do white on the interior, the dark bronze on the exterior. A lot of the times if you have an HOA where the homeowners association makes you do the dark bronze, your options are a inexpensive aluminum product that puts you relatively in the same position you're at.
Yes.
Or you have to go with a fiberglass product, something like that. Now, a lot of times the homeowners don't even like the color of their windows, it being a dark bronze. If they need to do it on the exterior, fine. You can make the HOA happy, but now you can get a white or a tan on the inside to make your house more, visibly better for whatever design you have done.
And I'm asked a lot of time by homeowners, well, aluminum has come far. Now we have thermal breaks. I'm thinking, yeah, but at the point you're at a thermal break aluminum, aren't you at the same price point as a good fiberglass unit?
Yeah, so the aluminum...
I mean a good thermal break. There's some manufacturers that call a 1/16th
thermally broken
piece of electric tape thermally broken.
Well, I really haven't seen those windows out there, but the aluminum has one pro. It's strength. If you have something that's really, really oversized, aluminum might be a good option for you because that is going to be a strong product. However, you do have to lack on energy efficiency, sound, dust. You could literally take a paperclip and push it through an aluminum window frame. The design of the window frames are still the same. They do utilize better glass today, but it's still the same design as 15, 20 years ago.
Okay. So you've got the aluminum entry level, then you've got the vinyl, then you've got the fiberglass, then you were mentioning a particular type of fiberglass, Fibrex?
Fibrex. Yeah, have fiberglass, which is Pella's product, and then Fibrex, which is Anderson's product.
Okay, so they're dealing in basically the same material, just branding it different.
Both of them are going to be above an aluminum product and above a vinyl product in material strength, all of the categories.
Okay, and then up from there, we're going to go into a wood frame clad unit.
Correct. Aluminum clad, which means the aluminum is on the exterior, wood through and through on the inside to the interior of the home.
You have the warmth and the beauty of the natural wood inside, and you have a choice of how many different species.
Oh, that's kind of endless. Depends on where we're sourcing it from. There's quite a few different wood species out there.
And then the manufacturer clads the outside of the wood with the aluminum, creating the virtually maintenance-free exterior surface.
The exterior, yes.
And so you've got the best, in my mind, that's the best window for a long-term investment to live with.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely going to be your more expensive configuration for materials utilized, but definitely the best materials utilized.
And again, the colors on the exterior aluminum siding or cladding could be
20 or 30 baked on. Yeah, that's a finish that you're not going to have to mess with. That's for sure. And you have many, many different colors to pick from.
I think people became more educated as to what they should expect from their home, as far as soundproofing, and as far as, you know what? I like sitting in front of that window and reading my newspaper.
And not catching a suntan?
And not catching a suntan or being so uncomfortable, you have to pick the chair up and move it across the room. So, and I tell people all the time, I say, look, folks, they want to put an R60 in the attic. They want exterior walls of an R40. And I said, well, that's all good, but how many windows and doors are you going to put in this envelope that we call your house? Well, there'll be a lot of windows. I said, well, every time you poke a hole in that big, expensive R40 wall you just built, know this. That hole is creating about an R3 or R4 unless you're really willing to invest in the latest in technology. And I tell people constantly, if you could live in an envelope that was a continuous R10 to R12, you'd be in a more comfortable environment than an R60 attic with an R1 or 2 window. Don't overlook investing in a good window because it can get you what you need.
Only as good as your weakest link.